In 1921, there are a few new baseline MRMS menus to support future products coming with the operational deployment of MRMS version 12 in fourth quarter of 2020. The baseline menus won't work until late 2020, but in July of 2019, regional headquarters started providing early access to V12 using a second set of menus and a data feed through LDAD that focal points can set up through the Software Collaboration Portal, or SCP. WDTD is releasing training on V12 in August 2019 to support the early access. But here I'll provide a high-level overview of V12 and the 1921 changes. V12 provides a major upgrade to MRMS Hydro products by explicitly using dual polarization data and new techniques like specific attenuation in precip estimates. Since flash is based off of MRMS precip estimates, flash products accompany the V12 Hydro changes. V12 also includes the new QPE multi-sensor Pass 1 and Pass 2 products that utilize a combination of gauges and model data to gap-fill poor radar coverage areas. 1921 has menu placeholders for these hourly products that are available 1 hour and 2 hours, respectively, after valid time. Additionally, new cloud-to-ground lightning probability products are also in V12. An improved 30-minute product will replace the old 30-minute product, and a new 60-minute product will be added in the 1921 menu. Additionally, a subset of the current MRMS products is included in V12 for the OCONUS domains, including Alaska, the Caribbean, Hawaii, and Guam. 1921 provides new menus for those as well. So just remember, the 1921 baseline MRMS menus will continue using the operational MRMS data that you've been used to. And for early access to V12, your focal point will need to set up the LDAD ingest and an additional set of V12 menus.